Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
And welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. On this blustery, rainy, windy March 12th down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, I actually wimped out and once again came inside from the elements. It was always a challenge trying to do the show out there, you know, as everything's blowing by you and nobody wants to come and visit you. So we are on today, as I mentioned, we are streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com on the Tan Talk family of stations. And, of course, our new platform, Hoovy.tv. And that you can go there and get our two-minute sports update. I do that each and every day. Two-minute sports update that provides you with just a recap, a snapshot of what's happening in the world of sports and, of course, here in Champa Bay. We are live from Ferg's down here at 13th and Central, where everybody is ecstatic of the announcement that took place just a couple days ago. And I can't say on the air, Mark Ferguson, my good buddy, I discovered it first thing and I sent him a text, baseball's back, and I'll just say, you know, hallelujah, essentially is what he said, but that wasn't the exact terminology. But that's how we all feel in the entire Champa Bay area, and it's great that we have baseball back. It adds basically an injection of energy to the area, and I'm very, very happy for all these small communities. I was involved in AAA baseball for the Lakelands, for the Bradentons, for the Dunedins, and all the communities, Clearwaters, that have minor league baseball, and they depend on that economic impact. And I applaud that. It's not going to be as amount of time they wanted, but something's better than nothing, as they say. Hey, I've got a jam-packed show. I've got my good friend and the executive. He is the executive producer. Without a shadow of doubt, has propelled my radio presence in this area. And he's Barry Smith, former FSU wideout, and of course Green Bay Packer, Tampa Bay Buck. We'll talk to him real quickly. He's got family responsibilities, as they say.
We got a bar mitzvah today at 1 o'clock.
A bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
That's amazing, brother.
Well, we're going to live stream it all the way from California.
All the way from Cali. And Barry and I are going to have that conversation. And then we've got Triton time. We're going to have the Triton, and that is the Eckerd College golf team. They're going to be here. They practice at St. Pete Country Club, and I was a cart jockey there for a while. Nice. So I got to know all the kids. So that'll be a lot of fun. That's our prep connection. And then we're going to talk to the St. Pete High basketball team. They got second in the state. A few of the boys are coming down here, have a conversation. Nice. That's a great accomplishment.
Yep.
Big accomplishment in the state of Florida, I didn't realize.
The Green Devils.
In fact, Jake Ferguson was a Green Devil. So we'll talk to the Green Devils here for a little while, and then we will transition to wrestling. Being from the great state of Iowa, ran into this cat, and wait to hear him on the air. Full energy. They just call him Coach Goog down there. He's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He's a renowned football official. He's been a teacher and down in the Bradenton area for 30-plus years and a coach. This guy's got more energy than me and you put together, and that's a hell of a lot of energy. And so Coach Goog's going to come on, and then we'll wind things down with Ray Kennedy and our Cup of Ray. We'll talk Rays, and we'll talk Bucks, and a lot of things have changed. But right now it's time to talk Barry Smith. Good to see you again, my friend, down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, your favorite watering hole.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's iconic. Okay, if you're here in the area, you know that Ferg Sports Bar is an iconic venue. Okay, they've done a lot of stuff. Of course, Mark, God bless him, fellow Seminole, which is always nice.
You know, you Seminoles, Leonard Hamilton, I thought was going to rally.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to rally you guys again. That was an unusual season.
The bottom line is it was a disappointing season, but you know what? We overcame. We had a lot of obstacles. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Well, you know, and Leonard's accustomed to that, but typically this time of year is when he circles the wagons, and you can count on an FSU team advancing into the Sweet 16, actually.
Well, again, you know, the whole season, we lost Cleveland for a big part of that, and he seemed to be the spark. He was the spark plug of the team, but we had a lot of injuries this year, and you know what? Anybody can make excuses. It's just part of the game, but it was, and I think in the long run, it was very detrimental to the program. I was up there last Saturday, and we played pretty good against NC State. You know, we played good, and I thought that might be the catalyst for playing well in the tournament, but obviously it was not.
Well, you know,
we got torched.
Being a grad and obviously a passionate alum who has continued to give back to your alma mater, where you were fortunate to have so much success. You had a blast last weekend. You also ran into the great Leroy Butler. And I'm a huge fan, being a Packer fan. That was cool that you saw Leroy.
Well, it was a fun weekend because my wife and I went up there and we did a baseball game, on Friday night. Then we did the basketball game on Saturday afternoon, and then a softball game on Sunday afternoon. So we kind of did our hat trick. But I really was excited to see Leroy up there. One, because, you know, yeah, he was a great Seminole. And don't forget, he's the guy that did the punt rooski. All right?
I forgot.
That's against Clemson way back. That was, you know.
Back in the day.
That was a Bobby Batten. I was at that game.
He was the Riverboat gambler that day.
Yes, he was. And it was pretty cool. And then, of course, to see him do well at Green Bay, big, you know, great enough that he's now elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he started the Lambeau Leap.
So, Leroy did?
It was him.
That's some right. Great history.
Yeah, they wouldn't let
What do you do? Have an interception? Take it to the house?
No. Yeah.
Had to have been for a leap.
Oh,
you got to have a TD, baby.
He did it quite often. He did it quite often.
You could have initiated that back in the day.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't get off the ground. You know, back then. But you got to score touchdowns. We weren't really good back then.
Who was your quarterback? You and I talked about who was your quarterback back in that era?
You know, some
Bart Starr was the coach, Dan Devine.
All right, Scott Hunter, you know, Jerry.
He went to Alabama, I think. Hunter?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did. But I had nine different quarterbacks.
Did you have Jerry Taggy from Nebraska?
Jerry Taggy, you know, which was, he was from Green Bay. So I, you know, and I think that's why they probably drafted him.
You had two quarterbacks that were in running offense collegiately.
It was an interesting. It was tough. But you know what? Hey, I was there. I did my pit stop. And then I was fortunate enough to come down to the Bucks in 1976. And that was a great year. We went 0-14 to set an NFL record.
You know,
thankfully, the Detroit Lions, they broke that because they went 0-16. So, you know, I at least we're not on the bottom of the pile.
Well,
you know, you got to have a sense of humor, man.
You do. And when I talk to our buddy Randy Grimes, it's always comical. When he comes from Baylor, successful program. He came from Florida State, and he was the center for 9 years. And he says, well, I know I had five head coaches, six offensive coordinators, and I don't know how many pairs of hands I had underneath my rump.
Yeah.
He said, I think it was 10 or 11.
Now
the glory days here, and you guys were, you know, the foundation, basically.
Well, you got to start somewhere. So we set the bar low. So success could be easy, but that's okay.
I know one thing. Here's the see these kids right here?
Yeah.
We want them playing and best ball with us, buddy.
Beautiful.
That's the women's and the men's golf team.
Yep.
At Eckerd. And that's Bill. And when I was a cart jockey at St. Pete, he didn't even know it was me who was going
nice
to be
course.
Here. He has some great stories, but he is a North Carolina shill. I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. We're not going to be able to keep him quiet about North Carolina.
Hey, did the Heels win last night?
Almost.
Oh, almost. Meaning no.
Yeah. All right. So okay. That's our next.
It's going to be a hokey.
I'm gone.
That's our next conversation in Triton time.
All right.
But I wanted to go back. So you had a trifecta last weekend up in Tallahassee. Yeah. I want to go with you someday. I've become, you know, I still got my passion for the Midwest, Notre Dame and Iowa.
Yep.
But I am a huge Florida State women's softball fan now. That Clearwater event, the Elite 16, when it was UCLA and Florida State, I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
That was one hell of a game.
First of all, you know, certainly all over the country, but when you live in this area and you see how well all the various, you know, girls and ladies and softball teams, fast pitch, have just blown up in this area and how passionate they are, it's great to see because, you know, you and I as kids, we always had sports as an outlet and women didn't, and now they do. And I think it's just, it's wonderful. And that's why my wife and I, you know, many years ago, we stepped up and you know, we made a sizable contribution to the women's soccer.
Your name's on the building, isn't it? I know you don't like to boast about that, but I applaud you for that because that's your passion and your commitment to your alma mater, and you were able to give back, and you have. And see all the gear I have on? There's my man, but the boss is his wife right there.
Abs always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. So they finally came down. They've been providing everything you see in here, Fergs.
Very nice.
That's from their world, and they finally came down to see it.
There you go.
So I'm excited. Sit over here with my good friends and introduce yourself. And see how I love live radio?
Yep.
You'd be the same way if you had your own show.
I love radio.
But you'd be doing introductions all the time because everybody knows you.
Hey, you know, networking, that's important.
Well, speaking of networking, how much fun was that? You were too busy for us on Sunday, you know, the world traveler that you are. But I actually...
We were coming back, see, from our weekend in Tallahassee, but you did the pairings party.
I rented a suit. I didn't embarrass you.
Okay.
I asked Walter what I should wear, and he said, wear a coat, dress like a brother.
Okay.
And then Randy, of course, told me to wear a coat, and he didn't, Grimes.
Right.
You know, he's Mr. Cool.
Yep.
But I actually did have a superb time and talk about some very influential people in that room. And that Tampa Art Institute is very cool.
They have, let me tell you, they stepped up a number of years ago, and that was probably, you know, Walter Carter, our chapter president. You know, every chapter, just like, hey, you know, any organization, you know, you go up and down and, you know, good, bad, whatever, indifferent. And, you know, Walter a few years ago stepped into a leadership role along with, you know, the team, we call it, because there is no success as an individual. It's the team, but he was able to recruit a really good team. And part of that was reaching out to the Art Institute. And, I mean, almost any event we do, they provide the food.
Well, it's like a culinary school, isn't it?
Right, absolutely.
I didn't eat any of the grub.
The art of cooking, I guess.
Right? I didn't eat any of the grub. I'm weird this way. And I didn't eat any of the grub on Monday. I figure if I'm invited, and people just look at me like, you're a goofball. As long as I've been in this business in 20-some years, I get invited to some high-profile things.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those guys that say, that media clown's here just for the food. Because I've heard that before. For media guys.
You saw the steaks?
I know. I mean, it was killing me.
Oh, man.
I tried to sneak one in my pocket.
Petite filet mignon.
I know. I tried to stick one in my pocket and get out of here.
I eat that instead of the chicken.
Go for the chicken. I believe that.
Yes, indeed.
And as an Iowan, I would have done the same thing.
Right.
Nothing like beef. All right.
Yep.
So I never did get the results. So then, fast forward to Monday.
Yep.
And I was blessed to be able to set up my world there, thanks to you and Walter and all the and Randy and all the introductions, and Cameron Wembley's there. So I felt blessed that I knew so many people already. And
is that where you met John Rieger?
I met John Rieger the night before. He was enjoying himself, having a few cocktails.
As he should.
And listen, and then...
Nobody does it better than John Rieger, trust me.
What a cool cat. But Randy Grimes introduced me. He says, you've got to meet this guy.
Yes.
Well, here's how sharp I am. I hand him my card. You don't hand a card and expect people to get back to you. I'm thinking, and Randy said, when I sat down, he goes, did you get his number? I go, hell no. I said, now... I'm not going over there and embarrass myself. He thinks I'm halfway professional. I've got him bamboozled. I said, so I had to reach out to you in the morning. I didn't want Randy knowing. I didn't want anybody knowing I didn't have his number.
Well, you got it now.
I got it now, and he carried the golf show. But, you know, he's sitting out there during the golf tournament, which he was basically, you know, the man.
Tournament director.
What was the name of the track?
It was Carrollwood Country
Club. Carrollwood Country Club. I had to sneak in there, too. They usually don't let guys like me in there. So, anyway.
Well, we put your name on the do not allow access.
I got in somehow, though.
I know.
So I took the back way. So anyway, I meet him that day, and we have a nice conversation. And he looks like Mr. Cool. I got a picture of him sitting in the golf cart, great hat, stogie in his mouth, and he's running the operation.
Yes.
I knew that I wanted that guy on the tee.
John and I met way back in 1980, and at the time, John was the head golf pro at Northdale Golf Course, but he was also the head golf coach at Hillsborough Community College, you know, the men's coach. And how I met him, well, the fact that his father was the treasurer of our NFL alumni chapter that had just recently, I had just recently come and moved back to Tampa, but they had just put a chapter together. So John Rieger Sr., his daddy, was the treasurer, but more importantly, John Rieger's daddy played in the NFL and had a 10 or 12 year career.
He said, yeah, 12 years.
And was a 3-time All Pro. And so
linebacker?
Linebacker. He played for the Steelers and the Redskins.
Badass, then.
So he's got a great pedigree, you know, with football. But John wasn't big enough to play football, so he took the game of golf up and obviously has done very, very well.
You know? Well, and the impressive thing when I was talking to John, he said his father basically was instrumental in having a pension fund for NFL players.
Absolutely, because he was the original treasurer of the NFL Players Association back in 1959.
That's his greatest legacy.
Well, put it this way, I thank him because, you know, I get a pension. Because
you get a few bucks.
Like John Rieger Sr., absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so seeing John, and then he reached out to me right away, and then I started realizing the synergy that my buddy Barry, because you've already sent this to me, and he said we need to plug this and promote this event in Tampa on the air, and all fit together. So, give me your perspective on this thing, your analysis. He did a superb job, but this is kind of your baby too.
Well,
when you're talking bourbon and cigars, you're talking Barry Smith.
Well, the baseball, bourbon, and cigars, and the timing it couldn't be better because you know it's at the end of March. Which, you know, from a pro baseball standpoint, is usually in the middle of spring training, you know. And but you know, we're also, it's not just about pro baseball; it's about celebrating baseball, whether it's little league, college, whatever, high school, you know.
Pee-wee's the preps, the pros, as I say.
Yeah, and especially here in the Tampa, you know, Tampa Bay area, we have a plethora of individuals that have gone on to stardom in Major League Baseball, and a number of them in the Hall of Fame. And so. You couldn't pick a better place also in Ybor, historic Ybor. And so, we're tying in with the Tampa Baseball Museum, which, you know, Al Lopez, we got his home, which is part of our
deal. When he shared that with me, now that is cool.
No, his home is the museum for the Tampa Baseball Museum. But, you know, we've got we got a number of players that will be there. But if you want to say our headliners, Lou Piniella and Wade Boggs, you know.
Well, being guys. A Yankee fan, you know, there's two Yankees right there. But
two Yankees, yeah. But they played other teams.
Oh, there's no shadow about it. Unfortunately, Wade played for those Boston Red Sox, but down here.
He got his 3,000th hit.
Right here.
As a Ray.
As a Ray.
A home run.
I got you. I wasn't slighting that.
He's the first guy ever to have a home run for his 3,000th hit. The second guy to ever do that was Derek Jeter. On his 3,000th hit was a home run.
I forgot G did that too.
That's right.
After
Wade Boggs.
I was very fortunate, and I still have a great relationship until I got busy working for the Ted Wynn Foundation and Dave McCarthy. You've probably met him.
Yep.
So I got to sit down with Wade up at the Capitol Theater. They had Yankees, Red Sox.
Yep.
They had five guys on each side, and then they had a narrator. This was a couple years ago.
Yep.
And he had Louis Tiant and the Goose. And that was great conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Wade was there as a Yankee.
All right. Interesting.
That kind of blew me away.
Well, you know
I take that back. He was there as a Red Sox.
Yeah, because when he went, he won the World Series as a Yankee. But when he went in the Hall of Fame, he went in as Red Sox. Now, getting back to this baseball, bourbon, and cigar deal.
Yeah, let's get back to that.
We better say the date.
We get diverted easily.
It's a Friday night. You know, great night. You know, Friday night under the lights. 6:30 to 9:30 there in Ybor. At the it's going to be held at the Tampa City Museum State Park. I know that's quite a bit, but if you go to our website, you know, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame website, FLASports dot H-O-R-G. You can go. That's right. Did I put H-O-F?
Yeah. H. Yeah.
Yeah. HOF.
Hall of Fame, Barry.
Yeah.
HOF, brother.
Sports Hall of Fame. Got too many museums going
here. You do have a lot of museums.
Yes. Indeed.
Someday we're going to have one to you, you. All right. So let's segue then into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Which you were obviously very instrumental in. And that's how I met you, I think, in 2017 with Ferg, talking about the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And now, with some of the changes that are taking place, you're going to bring some of your events around the state and move them from just having one central destination.
Well, it just so happens, you know, a lot of exciting things have been going on with our Hall of Fame. You know, 2020, you know, we pretty much shut everything down, but we got re-cranked up in 2021. And we moved the physical Hall of Fame is now in Port St. Lucie at a wonderful facility down there, and we have the support of the city and the county down there, and which is really important to have, and of course now we also have Rick Hatcher is the new president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. He just stepped into that role, you know, just a couple months ago, and he'll head up our group for the next 2 years. A former baseball guy, played at Florida State. Also, pitched.
Is everybody got to be a Seminole?
No,
man,
it just kind of, you know, we have plenty of Gators in the group.
That's
plenty
bull.
Of Gators in the group.
You don't give equal time.
Yeah, we do.
I'm kidding. You don't have any Hawkeyes.
No, but you know what? We got a couple Missouri guys in the group, believe
it
or not.
Who cares?
Missouri in our group, but wonderful guys. By the way, Rick Hatcher, one of the favorite movies is, you know, Bull Durham.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Rick pitched for the Durham Bulls.
He did.
Okay, yeah, I got his baseball card, you know, back then, all right? And I think he pitched a no-hitter once up there. But so I asked him, I said, okay, one of my favorite movies is this, you know, Bull Durham. How real is that, you know, about minor league and all that? And he laughed. He said, Barry, that movie came out about 2 years after I was done. But he said, the bus that's in the movie was the same bus that we drove when I was up there driving. And he said, you know, the part where they needed a mental health day, so they flooded the baseball field so they couldn't have to play. We did that. And he said, and a number of the extras, you know, in the background that were, you know, part of the team, they were my teammates. And he said, so he laughed. He said, it was pretty spot on. Yeah, so.
Which is great to hear.
Yeah.
I wonder if the ladies in the movie were spot on.
Well, that's a whole other
subject.
Okay, anyways.
We don't want to go there.
Not on this show. This is a family-oriented show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, if it was that family-oriented, I wouldn't be hosting it, and you wouldn't be sitting there. Anyway, when I was in AAA with the Cubs,
right.
You know, things that, it was the late 90s, a lot of those things... Triple A, our reality.
Yep,
and
yep.
It doesn't matter.
It's like life. Come on, man.
Des Moines, Iowa, or Durham. Yeah. All right, so let's get back to the golf tournament.
Yes,
I never did find out who the winners
were. Okay, Rydell Anthony's team. You know, Rydell Anthony, former University of Florida great wide receiver, and also played for the Buccaneers.
No, the Florida State.
Okay, not Florida State. University of Florida Gator.
Oh, so you
Rydell
had a
Anthony
Gator.
Is a Florida Gator.
He had a Gator.
That's
okay.
Right. Okay.
You got to hear.
His team won the tournament. Okay, his team won the tournament. And one of the great things again for anybody that's never played in our tournament, unlike maybe a lot
the
of other tournaments.
Super Bowl of golf, by the way.
Super Bowl of golf qualifier. So the team that wins this, which so Rydell's team, okay, he and four, let's say, amateurs, will go to, I'm trying to think, I think it's Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, it is.
Yeah, Palm Springs, all expense trip down there. And they will compete against 31 other chapters because it's every NFL chapter, you know, has a team that will be in this tournament, and then you play for the Super Bowl of golf. And the rings that they give out, they look, I'm telling you, man, they look just like the real deals that they hand out here at One Buck Place the other year.
Hey, I'm having a senior moment. What was the gentleman's name that played the 1969 Super Bowl with Joe Namath, and he had his book up there?
Oh, Earl Christie.
Earl Christie.
Yes.
What a character.
Yes, Earl played in that game. He actually, I think, returned the opening kickoff. Well, he did a lot of stuff. He played a lot of special teams. He was a running back, but, you know, when you play pro ball, if you ain't starting all the time, even if you are starting, but if you're not starting, you're on some kind of special team. Otherwise, you're gone. you know.
Well, meeting
I played
him.
A lot of special teams, too.
Well,
kamikaze teams, you know.
Yeah. Were you ever the wedge breaker?
Oh, you got to be a bigger guy, you know. And you got to be.
You're the fastest guy.
Yeah, but you know what? You also have to have a mean streak. No, I was. I came from the outside.
You were like Lance Allworth.
Ah, Bambi. Containment. Yeah.
You're staying out there and you're getting the grabs. You're the fast white guy from Miami.
Yeah, there you go.
That was your deal.
Was.
So, Christy, he had a Super Bowl ring on.
Absolutely.
And he asked me, he said, you want to put it on? I'm like, well, I don't know. I took a picture of he and his wife. That baby in 69 was certainly a little smaller.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a fifth of the Super Bowl rings in today's generation.
Well, as the world has gotten, everything's more bodacious.
Well, okay? It certainly
is. You know, it's got to be bigger is better. So, you know how that goes.
But what a personality. He had his own radio show
for
quite some time. And
all this new technology, I don't understand any of it, but
well,
I'm glad we have it.
Okay,
I know you're live on the air. I know
on
that.
Six radio stations.
I know.
Yeah. You know, you're streaming on five platforms.
Five platforms.
Yeah, so, well, I had to learn all this stuff. Do I look like the kind of cat? Look at what I had to figure out here.
I just want a cigar and smoke a cocktail. You know, I don't need to know all this other stuff. That's too much.
Well,
God bless.
It's been too much for me, and that's why I've got Eckert kids coming on. They're going to be interns. I'm calling it the Eckert College Content Team. Join our content team.
Nice.
Because they're wizards, and they can figure all my world out. I did the same thing with Drake University and Iowa State up north.
Yep.
So, you know, when you're not that bright, you got to make decisions that make you look that way.
You surround yourself with people that are smarter than you.
That doesn't take much in my case.
Same here.
No,
I'm with you.
I'm looking forward to that. So, those guys won the tournament.
Yes.
You know, I waited and waited and waited. You were the second to last team to come in. I figured you were avoiding me. You didn't show up on. You didn't want to be. People know you knew me.
One of my teammates. We have, God bless him, Steve Perry. Steve Perry, one a very very dear friend of mine, and also
not the ex Journey singer.
No. Although we pulled that a few times, but I guess somebody's making an entrance here. Anyway, Steve Perry and he has a company, Aflac. Okay, the Aflac Group. And he sponsors
the St. Pete
year.
High Green Devils.
I know that kid right there. That's a lich.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lich, Barry Smith. How you doing?
How are you?
I know his dad.
That's why we love.
He's a fellow Shriner with me.
Yeah, well, you gotta love
this kid's a baller, man. I was trying to convince his dad to convince him to become a tight end, play football, and be a tight end. I think he'd be awesome.
He made a smarter choice.
Yeah, he did.
Look at the success they just had in the state tournament.
Yes.
We're gonna have Triton time, and then we're gonna have a conversation with the Green Devils.
Beautiful.
Okay, anyway. So how did you guys do? You never told me.
Oh, we finished.
finished where?
Well, I was telling you, we have one
I'm
of our teammates.
You
we,
finished.
Had a, we had a wonderful group of guys, you know. But, you know, we
you
always
play
we
with
always
that
like
damn, did you?
No, what we say is the team we put together, the kids. Our tournament, don't forget, is caring for kids, and we benefit various children's charities. So even before you play, the kids are going to benefit. That's why we do this. And thank God, guys like Steve Perry, he sponsors the team. He stepped up. But he's a real hoot when you play, because he brings a bottle of Jack Daniels out, his own bottle of Jack Daniels.
My buddy Kenny would
okay.
be.
Okay.
And we got the
boombox. Hey, we got the boombox going, and we were playing the tunes and smoking cigars, and occasionally we hit the golf ball and make a few putts, but not enough.
That's the kind of day you need.
Yeah, we were fine.
We had the poor man's version of that yesterday. That's my buddy Kenny behind you.
Yeah.
And we went to a par three. Cost a whopping $16 with cart. It's over in Treasure Island.
Okay.
It's that little track, that little tiny track there.
Is that putt-putt golf thing?
It's not putt-putt.
Oh.
Come on, man.
You call it.
Smuggler's Cove is where I go for putt-putt.
Okay,
Smuggler's Cove.
With that. Yes.
But anyway, we had a great time. I turned on a little Jimmy Buffett. We didn't have any cocktails, but it was a little early. Yeah. Well, maybe not.
It's never too early for a cocktail.
I've been cocktail free
Bloody
since
Mary's
the beginning
before
of the year.
Noon. Okay, then you go to Jack Daniels after.
Well, this is such an exclusive place. There's no bar. So
then you bring your own miniatures.
Trust me, we know how to do that too.
Yes, yeah.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, you and I could do our own, and they're called podcasts if you want to do a podcast. Barry Smith, Mike Rickard podcast.
And that way I can go to your website and pull it up.
You go to RadioSaintPete.com.
Right.
And we're building a studio upstairs.
Nice.
And that's where our podcast will be. But we're going to continue to be out in the street among the masses, because that's a lot of fun.
Yes.
And with baseball coming. Actually,
very excited about that. Play ball.
Saturday, April 8th, April 9th, it will be a 1:10 game playing the Orioles over here.
Is that on Monday?
That's a Saturday.
Okay.
And it will be crazy, and the show will be a ton of fun.
So that's the opening day right here.
Friday's the opening day. Okay. 3:10 first pitch.
Right.
And that's this place will be nuts. We're having a couple of bands, concert, the whole deal. So
nice.
I appreciate you coming down, brother. You know how much I love everything you've done for me.
Doing a great job.
Well, you have opened the door, you and Ferd, for us to be able to have this and to be at events like I was at.
It's good karma.
I bet you got a lot of texts like, who in the hell invited that clown to our events from Iowa?
I did get a few, but not too bad.
Well, you just got a few.
But the good thing about it, they all liked you.
Well, that's all that matters, buddy.
All right.
I had them bamboozled for a couple hours.
All right.
All right.
Everybody have a great weekend.
All right. Barry Smith, and as I said, former FSU standout, wideout, and then with Green Bay, my Green Bay Packers, your Green Bay Packers, and then the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Amen.
And now it's time for Triton time. Let's bring the college kids into the conversation. And he's not going to be too happy, but we're not talking North Carolina. We don't have enough time for me to retaliate. But and we won't talk about how they played yesterday. He's Bill Butner. Tim Scholl, is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yes, Scholl.
Scholl. And April Parker. I like the way you spelt your April there, young lady.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is old home week, actually, because before I got back in the radio, I looked for part-time jobs, and you guys are out there quite often, and I found they even hired a dinosaur like me, cart jockey. I was a cart jockey at St. Pete Country Club for a whopping 5-6 months, tops?
Yeah, tops.
Tops. Hey, that's grueling work for a 60. I was 63 then. Now I'm 65, but I'm in shape now.
We kept you on your toes, though.
Well, you certainly did. Just like you probably keep these youngsters on their toes. Anyway, great to see you again, Bill.
Good to see you.
And you're still out at St. Pete?
I'm still at St. Pete, yep, still doing that.
I'll come on. I'm gonna sneak onto the range and see if they notice me. I got a different car now. I'm a little smaller, lost some weight. I wear a St. Pete Country Club hat.
There you go.
And see if anybody discovers me.
We're going to get you an Eckerd hat now.
Hey, what do you mean? Where's my Eckerd hat
at? It's right there.
I represent.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Titans. But I'd like a golf one.
That is a golf one.
Is this golf?
Yeah.
Those are
the ones we have. Oh, well, God bless...
Tom Ryan. Yes, I figured as much.
He's the man. All right, so let's start with you. You obviously are not from Florida, but you've been here quite some time. Talk about your career, where you grew up.
Wow.
The Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes, wow. Grew up in North Carolina. Grew up in New England, Plymouth, Mass. Went to high school there. Ended up choosing North Carolina to play basketball.
Did you ever see him as a hoopster?
But picked the wrong school for that, so took up golf. Played a lot of golf while there at school and turned professional right out of there and moved to Orlando. From there, got married into the St. Pete area and been here since
1856 is when I was born. Anyway, so that transition from basketball to golf was... interesting because you're accustomed to a team sport.
Right.
You're accustomed to relying on, as we had a conversation earlier with a golf pro, we talked about his dad played in the NFL, and John decided, that golf was his deal. It's just you against that ball, and of course your score against, your competitors, and that's the beauty of that sport.
Right. I mean, obviously you can get as good as you want in golf, basketball, you need competition, you need to find people to pass you the ball, defend you, do all the stuff that you can't do in golf.
All right, let's talk about your role at Tritons and how long you've been there.
Took the job right out of St. Pete Country Club in 2002.
Wow, he's old and he's been there a while.
Oh yeah, and fortunately it was an up and coming program. They never had a real full time coach at the time, so I was chief bottle washer and cook and the whole nine yards.
And you know what? When I was out there with these kids, and I will say that the interaction I had, even as a lowly cart jockey making those pyramids for you guys, that used to piss me off. I'd say to Terry, or I'd let people, I'd be like, why can't those college kids, because my son played D2 golf in Kansas City, and he got to go to all these country clubs, but I think they had to put the balls out themselves.
Wow.
So I was like, this is BS. Old man like me, because I bring out, which is great, I bring out a tray, get them set, got my little Egyptian pyramid model there, and then within 15 minutes, they're gone, and I got to build them again.
There you go.
I just cringe when I'd see you guys coming. Us old guys can only get through half of a rack of balls. But great kids.
Great
every
kids.
One of them I met. Yeah. And women's and men's is going to be kind of unique for you.
Yeah, I started that probably 6 years into they lost the women's running team. A cross-country team.
Really?
So we started a women's program to start the Title IX and all that stuff.
Which makes a lot of sense from that perspective. Did Tommy tell me that they're getting back, they might have cross-country for girls? I think that's on the drawing board.
Well, I think they got lacrosse on there. They've got beach volleyball's already been added.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Coming from the Midwest.
So, yeah, we're trying to get the number of women up. Cheerleading has been the one, I think, that's been added.
I actually thought you guys were D3 because of the fact, I asked several of the kids then, did you have scholarships? And there were no scholarships. Now, I believe that you've been able to garner scholarship dollars for the girls?
Yes, we started probably 5 years ago with small increments.
Small increments. Which
but add to big increments.
Which assist you in the recruiting process, obviously.
Absolutely.
Not that who doesn't want to go to college on the water in Florida? I mean, you got to be out of your mind to say no when somebody approaches you. But that's got to be advantageous and make your program solid, because the Sunshine Conference is brutal as it is, right?
Right. I mean, it's halfway a Division I program, lower Division I. They can beat half the teams in Division I. They recruit internationals that can play lights out.
Well, and keeping the kids positive has been your role, because you can get down. I was Division I in track and field, and then I went Division II in football. And we went 0-11, when you're not winning, it's tough to stay motivated. Even as a golfer individual, if you're going through a streak where you're not having success, it's tough to stay motivated, and that's where this cat... He probably just tells you jokes and lightens things up. Well, you probably do. I mean, you
love... I mean, you want me to argue with you?
Yeah. You gotta lighten the mood, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
As well as the stories I tell.
Well, yeah. And they're epic.
Oh, they're epic. You're right.
And they're epic. That's great. So why don't... Well, we'll start with you, young ladies, first. I probably should have started with her first.
You should have, but I didn't want to mention that.
I'm not the best gentleman when it comes, but I am. All right, young lady. So why don't we discuss how you got to be a Triton, and what year are you, by the way? I didn't have that. April Parker.
I'm a junior.
You're a junior.
Yes.
And you've been there all 3 years?
I have, yep.
You probably, when you met this cat, what'd you think? You can be honest.
Coach Butner intimidated me so much.
Intimidated, yeah? He's a teddy bear.
Yeah, but he's... How tall are you?
Like, 6'4.5".
And I'm 5'2.5", so...
Well, I can see the logistics, the size perspective, but not from his delivery. He's a teddy bear and a nice guy.
He is,
So yeah. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from... I grew up in St. Augustine, Florida, so I've been...
The Golf Hall of Fame. You've known about golf for quite some time.
Yeah, my dad actually started playing when he was 16, and he got me into the sport.
So is your entire family golfers?
My sister, not so much. My mom attempts, but it's mainly me and my dad who are the competitive ones.
Cool. Well, hey, don't minimize mom's attempts. At least she's out there swinging them, right?
Yeah, she does good when she's hitting it well.
Well, don't we all? I've never hit it well, so I couldn't comment on that. All right, what are you majoring in, young lady?
I'm majoring in psychology.
Oh, please don't ask questions about me.
No, you're good.
Yeah, well, I could be a good case for you. And Coach,
ask her what her mother does.
My mother is a United States Marshal.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
You didn't get my last name, did you?
No.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And probably a little intimidating, Coach.
Oh, yeah.
How you treating my daughter there, champ? He's doing a little background research on you?
Oh, yeah.
A U.S. Marshal.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never gotten that response from anybody as far as their parent. What's your pops do? Treat your mom right.
Exactly. My dad works in the hotel industry. He's a regional manager in a management company.
Well, you're gonna major in psychology. You are majoring in psychology. What's your goal when you leave Triton?
I have always wanted to work in a federal law enforcement agency after my mom. I've been around that field my whole life, and I've really enjoyed it. Last summer, I actually interned with Homeland Security up in Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, young man, you better not mess with this gal.
Nope.
So that's your long-term plan. And right now, let's go over your favorite memory in golf, whether it was high school or college. Give me a favorite memory. Or it could even be when you were just getting involved in the game, playing with your pops. Did you ever beat your pops?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Oh, here we go. Hey, emphasize that so when he plays this back.
Yeah, this was the summer before this school year. My dad and I were very competitive with one another. And, you know, being in college golf, I play the same tee boxes he does to challenge myself to practice longer distances. And we were playing my home course, and every time we play, it's got to be competition. We got to go shot for shot. Something has to be on the line. And I remember it was probably the best round of golf I've played in ever. And I ended up shooting.
That family motivation.
Yep. I ended up shooting one under, 71.
Wow.
And whooped his butt while he only shot a 77.
Hear that? Whooped his butt.
Yep. It was my favorite part of it was coming home and my mom asking us how we did and, like, kind of the respect I got from my dad that day and how he finally saw me as, wow, like, she cares about this. She loves this sport. She's grinding. She's putting effort in, and we're seeing results.
And that's the key. And the beauty of it, as I was talking to John John Rieger, who's been involved in golf 50 years and has done a lot of teaching. You probably know John. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a lifelong sport.
Yes.
And it's a family sport, as he was talking about. And you're playing with your pops, and your mom comes out, and don't use the term attempts. and your mother gets to enjoy the game, because even though we're hacks, we're enjoying ourselves. And you know, if we're trying to get a double bogey, because that's the best we can get, that's an accomplishment.
That's right.
And that's the beauty of the game. You've got family memories, and you'll probably end up someday wanting your family to participate in the game. And when your father's, you know, a grandfather, it's generational. And that's the beauty of this great game. And I'm sure Bill passes that on to kids of all ages when you're giving lessons or even family. So that's pretty cool. Now, how did he get you to come down to Eckerd?
Twisted her arm.
Not as smooth. You probably had some other opportunities out there.
I did. I was looking into Florida Tech for a while, and then right after I signed with Eckerd, I actually found out that they cut their women's program. So it was a blessing in disguise picking this one, I guess. But
I guess. As she looks at Coach with a half grin, I guess.
But yeah, for a while I was actually looking to go out of state, and you know, all the schools it came down to that I enjoyed were in Florida, and I saw the campus, and I was like, why not be at a place that's sunny 24/7?
On the water,
best courses around. We're in the best division for Division II golf.
Well, it's an easy sell, I can tell you that right now.
Exactly.
We're talking Triton time, as I like to call it. We've got Coach Bill Butner and April Parker. She talks about her future in law enforcement. So, folks, keep her name and her contact information. You may need her someday. And now let's talk to this young man. April, thank you very much for coming on down, and I look forward to. I'm going to come and beg Terry that I can come out and hit a bucket of balls when all these kids are out there.
You can do that. I'll make sure of that.
I got coach's approval. Perfect. Because I'm going to go out and see. I'm having all 14 teams come down here. And I'm going to see them at one time or another. Okay. So the only way I'm going to be able to see you guys is maybe come get some tips. Hey. I don't want tips from him. Tips from you and tips from you.
Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. All right. So this is Tim Schall. Tim, where are you from, young man?
I'm from Germany.
Germany. Well, yeah. I'm German heritage.
Oh, that's
rock
awesome.
On, buddy. We can talk family tree. So you're from Germany.
Yes, I am.
And all the previous teams I've had as guests have all had some international flavor.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the cool things.
Oh, absolutely.
And for you personally, you get a lot of interaction from an international perspective, getting a feel for people's homeland.
Right. I mean, I've got Latvia, got Germany, Spain. There's just so many international players that have been through record on the golf program.
That's very, very cool. All right. So welcome to America, champ.
Thank you.
Anyway, what year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. So have you been here 4 years?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So you survived that trip across the Atlantic, and it doesn't suck here, does it?
No, it's all right over here.
yeah, it's all right over here, and you got beautiful women, sun, you got beaches and sun, and golf. Yeah, it doesn't suck here.
Yep.
Good choice on your part. So as a senior, you've been with Coach for 4 years.
Yep.
And enjoyed every moment of it, right?
Of course.
Of course. Even the times when he's telling you we got it. How many times do you guys go to the range a week? On a tip. This is during the off season when it's really important, right?
Right.
I'd say I'd probably be there 5 days in a week.
Oh,
on the range.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now I'll ask coaches in a minute. So you're in the range. And are you guys in the middle of your season now, or do you do a split season? Do you have fall and a spring?
We have both fall and spring, but right now we're in the middle of the spring, so we played two tournaments so far, and then we got two coming up in about, I think, 2.5 weeks, beginning of April.
So right now, how are you hitting them?
It's getting there.
Every golfer says that.
Yeah.
Everybody says that.
Except for me. It's never going to get there. And if you're not trying to get there, you're not trying. And that's just the beauty of the game of golf.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at some of these success stories at a late age of some of the PGA guys. And you're going to want to bang balls the rest of your life and probably play competitive. Let's talk about what city are you from in Germany?
It's called Koblenz. What most people know is probably Frankfurt and Cologne. I'm pretty much right between Frankfurt and Cologne by the Rhine River.
Oh, well, my son just got back from there, and he had some nice footage from the Rhine in terms of absolutely gorgeous.
Did
a little family ancestry. So you were playing golf in the great in Germany, obviously.
Yep.
That's Henrik Stenson's homeland, isn't it?
He's actually Swedish.
He's Swedish.
Yeah.
Who's the great?
You have Bernhard Langer and you have
Martin. Oh, my man, Langer.
And Morten Keimer, maybe.
I was thinking of Keimer.
He was number one. Yep.
Bernhard Langer, I've probably seen him on the Champions Tour about 5 or 6 times. Yeah. That guy is ageless, isn't he, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
He's 63 years old. Right now, he's the money leader on the Champions Tour. That guy's just a machine.
Yeah. We met him beginning this year because his son, he played a tournament at St. Pete Country Club. So we met him there. He was hitting balls on the St. Pete range.
Thanks for the call. Awesome. Thanks for the call, Bill. Could have gone down there and met him.
I'm telling you.
Had a conversation. See, when you're a kart jockey, you get treated like dirt. Well, only I did. I was the only schmo that. So he, beautiful.
Yeah.
I could have set up a pyramid of balls for Bernhard Langer if I would have stayed at that job.
Yep.
What? God, talk about opportunity blown. And I could have had a conversation with you two kids. All right. So you have club golf. Explain this to me. You don't have high schools in Germany.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you have club golf.
Yeah, so instead of playing for a high school, we play for a club. Usually the clubs have junior teams, depending on your age group. And then you just compete with other clubs throughout Germany, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
And that, how did you get recognized by the Tritons, by Bill? Do you send out your own like resume to the colleges?
I worked with an agency that kind of, I worked with them, and then I gave them swing videos. I gave them my transcripts from high school and all that stuff, and then they kind of looked for schools that would be a good fit. So they reached out to Eckert, to Coach, and then Coach reached out to me, and that's how we got into contact. And then I came to visit the school, and then I was sold pretty easily.
Instantaneously? Did you walk down to St. Pete Beach and look around?
Yeah
I'm in. I don't care what the dorms are like. You walked them down the beach and said, this is a done deal.
Yeah.
Well, your best memory since you've been with the Tritons?
There has been a lot. I love PJ National, so unfortunately we're not going there anymore because the Nova Southeastern, they used to host a tournament there. They're not hosting it there anymore, but I'd say...
What's not to hate about PJ National?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So whenever we're there pretty much, it's just an awesome experience playing the Bear Trap. And then watching it a couple months later on TV, it looks totally different, but still, like, I can say, yeah.
Still menacing, right?
I made par that hole, and he's hitting in the water, so.
still menacing.
Yeah.
Well, I want to do a shout-out. You already did a great shout-out to your family. Want to do a shout-out? Because they'll be able to stream this and archive it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, do a shout-out to your family. I always make sure you get mom in first, dude.
No, yeah, of course, shout out to my family, my two parents and my brother. They all three love golf. My brother not as much anymore, but they're so excited that I'm here. They're happy. I hope they're doing well back home in Germany.
All right, young man. Well, I look forward to seeing you on the range because I don't live that far away. You call me when there's a bunch of kids out there on the range, and I'll come out and hack it up, and they can have some laughs.
Perfect. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming down, guys. And I had a couple questions for you relative to, from a recruiting perspective.
You trying to join the team?
Oh, wow.
How'd you know? Every golf team needs a water boy.
There you go.
What the hell? I'll get in the cart. I'll drive around. I'll bring Gatorade. I'll be the cart girl.
Players.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll be the cart girl.
That's what we need.
Got my Triton gear on.
There you go.
No cocktails. Done deal? Coach, I'll buy you beer after a successful tournament.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that's great to see you. Next time I have you on, I'll let you talk about North Carolina for about a second.
Okay.
And we'll have a good time.
That'd be great.
But I'll get a hold of you. I'll come out to the I'll come out and see some of my old buddies.
Yeah, they're still there.
They're still there?
Randy and the whole crew.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I miss my days as a card jockey. All right. Well, thanks for coming down. I love my Triton time. Now we're going to switch gears to Green Devil time.
Right.
Have a great
weekend,
guys.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And, I want to thank, of course, Amanda. Come on over, Coach, and bring the fellas. They've been patient. We'll sit them around here, and we'll talk a little basketball. And I do have a – let's see if this is the right button. That's my applause button, and that's for these guys. As they went to the state championship, and not the exact result they wanted, but just the fact that they were there was very impressive. No, Coach, I'm going to put you in the middle to start this conversation. Yeah, I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about you from Jake Ferguson, because he is a Green Devil.
He is.
Yeah, and...
He is. Thank you.
And I appreciate you bringing the fellas down.
Thank you. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the Tampa Bay area as well, too.
Well, you know one thing. Isn't this travel time, too? A lot of tryouts for travel teams?
It is. It is, and that's why we're missing some right here right now. But these are our leading seniors, and actually we have a junior here, Dylan Kramer, who's joining us as well.
So you got a youngster that I heard was pretty impressive during the state tournament and all year long as well. Well, everybody, in the bonding of the team, especially at this sport, because there's only five of you at a time on the court.
Exactly. WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.